Man. This brings back memories. Do you know how many joints me and my friends smoked back here? This place was my zone. Couldn't wait to sneak back here every day during lunch. Sometimes I'd even skip Mr. Frink's boring ass class just to get my fix, you know? Must be foreign ground for you though, right? You never did like PE. Much less the action behind the scenes. Remember when we used to run track? I'd come up behind you and stomp on your heels. I was such a bitch, wasn't I? Oh, wow. Sorry, I didn't know. I always thought you hated gym because you were a nerd. I guess you only hated it because of me. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to ruin that for you. Guess I ruined a lot of things for you, huh? Water under the bridge, though, right? Right. Oh, good. You had me worried for a second there. Last thing I want is for this to be awkward. I've always wanted to, I don't know, clear things up with you. Even though we saw so much of each other, I never really got to know you. You were off doing your classwork and I was off. Well, you know. It's funny. This is actually the spot I lost my virginity. Don't look so shocked. Jeez. I mean, I know you're a dork, but still. Yep. This is where I had my first fuck. If you could even call it that. Tom Woodock. You remember him, right? Pretty high up on his shit list, too. Anyway, me and Tom came back here one day during third period. Thought he'd show me the time of my life. Instead, he blew in less than a minute. And inside me, no less. Bastard. And that was the year I got my abortion. Yep. I'm sure you heard all about that. Had to live down more shit than you even got from me. Anyway, one inch in history now, I guess. I just... Hey, what's with the look? What's going on? Something on your mind, dork? To take her to the movies, go to Audio 7. To kidnap her, go to Audio 8. To make a pass at her, go to Audio 9.